The University of Xiamen is giving money to students to visit their parents in an effort to promote family unity and filial piety. That is easy to understand, but it really shocks some people that the university is getting involved in handing out cash for kids to do that.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, there's other surveys saying that parents aren't necessarily happy when their grown-up kids are finally home, especially these college student kids are back at home.
Apparently they talk to my parents.
Yeah, okay. So parents aren't really happy about that. So it sounds like college students are just caught in the middle.
What do we do?
Okay. What do you do? What
Let's
do you do?
Let's talk about specifically what's happening in Xiamen. So, to encourage out-of-town students to visit their faraway families, Xiamen University of Technology in eastern China's Fujian province started a red envelope lottery to cover travel fees during the recently concluded Spring Festival holiday. Xiamen Daily reported Thursday. Red envelopes, or hongbao, you guys know this, traditionally filled with money and whatnot, given during holidays and whatnot. This is how it was delivered to the students, and on its public WeChat account, XUT, that is the university, hosted 4 lottery rounds, for which a total of 200 lucky winners could receive up to 500 yuan, that's 73 US dollars. Only students whose families lived outside of Xiamen could apply to this. And I guess, this really helped some people. I mean, one of the winners, according to the university, traveled to and from Gansu province, which is quite a ways away, using this money. So that's nice. I mean, the event, I guess, is part of XUT's Family Ties Education, and the school has been putting visiting parents over the new year as one of its holiday homework assignments for its students. According to Xiamen Daily, the university was worried that many students would devote themselves to job hunting during the holidays and neglect their families.
Yes, and apparently some students are supporting this new lottery system thing, saying Lin Jiahui, a third-year student, said that she herself has never actually tried to win a red envelope, but she supports the lottery, saying it reminds students to visit their parents and makes family relationships closer. And I think the key word here is remind. That is to say, maybe some of them are too busy focusing on, let's say, finding a job or an internship or enjoying life, which is perfectly okay, but it's not like they don't want to go back. It's just sometimes they forgot how happy their parents would be. Maybe not for the parents we will talk about in a little bit, when they got home. So when
for the first day, maybe.
Yeah, for the first day, maybe first week if you're lucky. And the school is simply saying that this is a noble thing to do somehow, so let's do it for those kids who forgot how happy their parents might be, and let's remind them so they will go home. I don't necessarily believe that a 100 yuan red envelope will be
500 yuan
that big an encouragement, but it certainly is affecting these kids.
And something, initially when I first heard about this, my first thought was, being the bad kid I am, or I would have been, I guess. I would have, maybe if I lived out of state, I didn't want to go home, and if it was just cash in a red envelope to me, I would have tried to win the lottery and maybe stayed and enjoyed that 500 yuan. But of course, that's not how it works. They're smarter than these bad kids like me, and they say that you need to come back with your train ticket, and you get reimbursed basically for how much you spent to go home. So, foolproof system to make sure that these kids are going home. But then you have this issue, is it really the university's responsibility to be trying to motivate kids to go home? Should they be playing that role? Because they're strictly there for, education purposes. And this sounds like 200 students, maybe 500 yuan a piece to go home. That's a good chunk of change, too, that maybe could be used to helping them find internships or better job opportunities, these kinds of things, So there's definitely, I think, an argument here. I would say also, from an American point of view, I think this effort speaks towards what China is kind of experiencing right now, which is kind of like the left behind elderly. But according to a 2015 central government report, 40% of Chinese above the age of 50 do not live with their children. That's because many times these kids have to go to something maybe like a mega city to get the job experience. So, from an American point of view, this kind of thing is very normal. Like I always talk about, to be kicked out of the house. But I can understand that this is an effort to maybe try to get the kids to come home.
Yeah, and you know, what better motivation than money, or you know, in the form of reimbursement, I suppose. Yeah, and also there's an interesting argument about the school. Well, part of the discussion on campus was that filial kids, so kids that treat their parents really well, have their parents at heart, and would want to honor their parents, mm-hmm. would be better citizens.
Mm. Oh, yeah, there's this mindset. And they may think that if they want to take this responsibility of visiting their parents, keeping them company, and will make them better citizens in the future. But I feel like universities today are really meddling with their students' life. They started to build a garden so students can speak out their love.
Yeah, check out that edition of Roundtable from 2016.
And they're sending out red envelopes so they can go back home to be their parents. I mean, it's in a way it's nice, so they're paying attention to students' personal life, trying to make them better people. On the other hand, yeah, it is meddling.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the university is trying to play the roles of dating community, your uncle that tells you to go home for the holidays, and then also where you get your education. That's just, for me, that seems foreign. But at the same time, I'll tell you right off the bat, I don't agree with this. I think it means more if the kid wants it. If the kid wants it for himself, that his money's not motivating him to go visit his parents, then what is it? It's just the money that's making him go. He didn't really want to go. So what is it worth, really? You spent the money, but there's no piety there. There's no me doing this because I wanted to. So really, I think it's a waste.
Yeah,
At the same time,
sure.
though, speaking to the parents, because I realize, you know, many of these parents might be lonely. But at the same time, parents, I think what I would say is realize it's like a video game. Your kid is now in the thick of where he needs to move, get out of the way, get that high score, you know, shoot all the targets, and really is focusing on creating his life and his future. This is, you know, you've been in this game. You know the score. You've already achieved maybe your high score, and now you're just kind of relaxing. But this is probably many kids in college to even their late 20s. It is the most stressful time of life where they're just sitting there and trying to shoot all the targets. And they're like, Mom, I can't come home now. Like, I need to take this internship. Everybody else is doing it. I'm going to fall behind. And like, parents, you need to understand this is a different day and age. These kids have to do what they have to do to succeed. I don't think they're staying home. In the excuses that I've seen, they're staying home because they want to play video games or staying at their university because they want to play video games. Many times it seems like it's something to do with an internship or to get a job.
Mm, that's also interesting, as another survey has said that a lot of these kids that actually go home aren't really getting the loving hugs and kisses and gentle pats on the head from parents at all, as parents can't stand these kids at home. For what reason?
Well, apparently parents are saying, you're not living a healthy lifestyle. How can you stay up so late and wake up also so late? How can you not eat many vegetables but eating a lot of meat? How can you not helping me washing the dishes? What are you doing every day? Why are you throwing your socks everywhere? What are you doing? What is happening?
I think what New Hong Lin just did right there pretty much paints the picture for why kids don't want to go home. Why are you dressing like that? Why don't you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
Why don't you go out and meet men?
Why aren't you married? Why aren't you this?
What
why aren't you
happening?
That? It's like, because. And that should just be the answer. Because I'm me and I'm working on what I want to work on and respect me as a human being. I think that's what's important.
Yeah, but what if this kid is just at home playing video games and sleeping the whole day and ordering takeout and not helping out at all. I mean, there are some kids who are like that. Well,
at the same
young
time,
adults.
At the same time, though, you know, you can't. You can force a horse to water, or you can force a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, right?
Mm.
So you can bring it to the water, but the horse has to want to drink that water. So, of course, there comes a time where this person is an adult. He's in college or she's in college. They have to want it for themselves. Of course, you can give them advice, but if you try to strong arm them, I think you're just going to hurt your relationship with your child.
Yeah, it just sounds like for the college students who are... So they're above the age of 18 in their early 20s.
Early 20s, yeah.
Yes, and I think they're experiencing that time of their life. That is, you are blossoming into an adult, and you're going to have different understanding of what you want in life and how do you organize your daily routine as to what your parents want for you. So that is one part of life that all of us have to go through. And if you are still so intimately, closely tied to your parents, oh well, problems will arrive and frictions will happen. So maybe a little bit of a distance will make the hearts grow fonder in that area. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yo Honglin.